Oh, in Medford. It's pretty funky. It's great. So I guess somebody's gonna break my heart soon.
Greetings, dear listener. Thanks for tuning in to another episode here of In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got a wild and educational ride for you today.
My baby's taking me home. 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 My baby's taking me home.
My baby's taking me home. My baby's taking me home. My baby's taking me home.
My baby's taking me home. My baby's taking me home. My baby's taking me home.
My baby's taking me home. My baby's taking me home. My baby's taking me home.
Scatter about in the air. Oh.
What a nice day to listen to the radio. Don't you agree? Of course you agree, because here you are listening to In You All Along on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As I told you at the top of the hour, as I keep telling you over and over, but do you listen? Well, you're listening right now, so I guess so. We just heard a whole bunch of mostly local stuff. Mostly local. And man, you can hear, there's been a little stuttering this week. I tell you all the time that it's bad radio form to dwell on the problems going on in the station. But this is fun. It's amateur fun time. So you get to take the bumpy ride with me. So anyway, we just heard a brand new one from Sun Urchins. Sun Urchins from down there in Providence, not too far away. I still consider that within the local realm. Any adjoining state of Massachusetts, as long as it... Boy, listen to that. See how good the mic is? You can pick up the chair on the disintegrating floor. Not too far into New York. A little bit. Maybe eastern New York. We'll still consider that local, but we definitely consider Providence local. That one was from Sun Urchins, was called Deep Dive. Came out last week, 2 weeks ago, something like that. Prior to that, we heard from Loud Sounds, another local act, who I think are from New Hampshire. Those guys, that was their song called Sundead, and that was off of their 2020 album of the same name. Loud Sounds will be playing. They will be playing on Thursday, the 31st, at the Notch Brewery in Brighton, the Charles River Speedway, with Sweeties and Bulletin. I still haven't been there, so if you ever want to go, you know, just drop by facebook.com/inyouallalong and say, hey, Pete, let's go down to the Notch Brewery and catch some live local music. I'm that easy. Prior to that, we heard from Invisible Hours, featuring your friend and mine, Jeremy Thompson, on drums, who texted me during that song playing and said, hey. He said, hey now, specifically. But anyway, hi, Jeremy. Thanks for listening. That was their song called Radio Road off of the 2016 album Wake the Ghosts of Night. They will be playing next Friday, April 1st, at the Jungle, back in the alley there in Union Square in Somerville, with Riding Shotgun, Clamb with a B, and Beautiful Headquarters. So I'm gonna try my best. I gotta run 15 miles the next day, but I'm gonna do my best to at least catch the beginning of that and catch Invisible Hours. We opened up that set. Speaking of phenomenal acts playing this week, we opened the show with Sparks, with My Babies Taking Me Home, the epic track off of their 2002 release, I believe. 2002, Lil Beethoven. And man, is that an epic one. They are playing on Wednesday. Sparks are coming to town at the Schubert Theater at the Wang Center. I'm going to try to go. I think I might be able to make that happen. That would be a bucket list show. I will just say that. Anyway, we got a whole bunch more good stuff coming up for you. So rather than listen to me, how about listening to this?
I know I'm drunk now. Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is...
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. 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 Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid, because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted you used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies, but DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP has thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
You thought you could manipulate, you thought you could fool me. Ooh, Mr. Dabalina. Teach Wizard put me on a stump and then he schooled me. Friends could be fraudulent, just you wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Dabalina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima, with jeans and a dirty white hoodie. Seems like he wouldn't be a snake, or would he? Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes. They all catch the vapes, even though last year there was GQ. Took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded they were bomb, eh? Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules. The way you're on my dick must really hurt your knees. You need to take heed and quit being such a groupie. Ever since I did a little show in Guadalupe, I never saw a groupie like you. But what is funny is you wanted to be down with my crew, but DEL is not down with any clowns of justice. So I would suggest that you try to impress Uncle Fester, Dabalina, because you don't impress me, Dabalina. The style of dress is not the key, Dabalina. It's all in the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, ooh, Mr. Dabalina, ooh,
Greetings, greetings, fellow Stargators. And boy, don't you just love spring? I mean, although I really love the brilliant stars of winter, I also really look forward to the soft, muted stars of spring that echo the gentle colors of Earth's landscape in early spring. And you know, I have always been fascinated by folklore, especially phrases that we learn during childhood and repeat all our lives and frequently have little or no idea where they came from. For instance, I'm sure all of you have heard that old phrase that if March weather comes in like a lion, it'll go out like a lamb, and vice versa. But have you ever wondered where this phrase came from? Well, my astronomical colleague, Guy Otwell, who produces a wonderful yearly astronomical calendar, has long suggested that maybe this phrase got its imagery from the heavens. Let's take a look. Okay, we've got our sky set up for the first day of March in a year about 8 p.m. your local time. And if you are far from city lights and you go outside and look toward the northwest, you will see the dim stars that make up Aries the Ram, or Lamb. But if you look almost opposite, about the same height above the horizon in the northeast, you will see the constellation Leo the Lion. So, here we have wonderful night sky images that match our phrase. A lion and a lamb, both about the same height above the horizon in early evening on the 1st of March. But what will you see if you go out at the same time after a month has passed, on March 31st? Well, quite a different story. Because on March 31st at 8 p.m., the lion will be almost overhead and the lamb will be smack dab on the western horizon. Now, we all know that usually the weather at the end of March is milder than the weather at the beginning of March. So our skies at 8 p.m. on the last day of March, with the lamb setting, support the fact that March is going out like a lamb. However, if we turn our skies back to March 1st, 8 p.m., we see that the lion is rising into the night sky at the beginning of March, which supports the fact that March usually begins with fiercer weather, comes in like a lion. So, perhaps long ago, someone tied this all together, noticing that on the first day of March, Leo the Lion was rising up into the heavens, whereas at the end of March, Aries the Lamb was leaving them, and thus decided to poetically link them both to the weather, and came up with that old phrase, simply borrowing from the heavens, in an attempt to correlate the seasonal changing of the constellations with the seasonal changing of the weather. But as far as astronomers are concerned, March will always come in with Leo the Lion rising and will always go out with Aries the Lamb setting. Whatever. May you always have clear skies in March for viewing the Lion and the Lamb, which is easy if you remember to keep looking up.
And here we are, almost at the end of March, just like that. Just like that. What is this? March 25th. You never thought we would make it. March 25th last year was, I remember, a gorgeous day, a gorgeous 70 degree day, and I was snowboarding. Don't tell anybody. I took work calls on my way to the mountain. I was at Cannon Mountain in a t-shirt. Right now, I'm so confused. I have long underwear on, and I'm wearing short sleeves, and I'm wearing sunglasses because it's so bright in the studio. All the visuals you need here with Isao Tomita, the Japanese electronic music artist in the background with his Claude Debussy composition, Arabesque No. 1 from Snowflakes Are Dancing from 1974, which was Tomita's album of Debussy tracks. Debussy composition, tone poems, tone paintings, as it were. I played this because it was stuck in my head. Jack Horkheimer, who we heard just before that little clip of his, he used to do these things. The late great Jack Horkheimer did these snippets on PBS called Stargazer. And they would tell you what was going on, and he would be like sitting on the rings of Saturn in this kind of cheesy animation. He was the director of the Miami Space Transit Planetarium. That was a little clip of him from March of 1998. Keeping the theme alive, before that we heard 8 minutes and 26 seconds of Rainbow with their song Stargazer. That was off of their album. Boy, I gotta take my sunglasses off so I can read. So Complicated. That was off of their 1976 album Rising. Before that, we heard from BT Express with their song called Stargazer from 1977's Function at the Junction. And we opened up with the funkiest, Del the Funky Homo Sapien. Ooh, listen to that. A little siren blending into the music. With Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. From 1991's I Wish My Brother George Was Here. I was at the Plow and Stars and Amber Angelina was playing, and I just kept thinking, Amber Angelina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. So there you go. That's that set. 5:41. We are on track to make it through the hour. You and me both together here on In You All Along on WMFO, with a few more good things coming up your way. So keep it tuned right here to your favorite Freeform station. Pálidos.
hecho que eres de otro. Me recuerda que sigo sin ver que es pecado amarte y ya lo sé. Linger on, your pale blue eyes. Linger on, your pale blue eyes.
When you play these games, can't see. Then you call my name late at night. I can't breathe. So then you call.
in front of paintings. Fill my mouth with your complaint when it feels like I've lost the plot again. But it can't be a healthy habit if you're gone. Turning on my computer's where I do my complaint when it feels like I've lost the plot again. But it can't be a healthy habit if you're gone. And it can't be a healthy habit if you're falling apart.
Rats. It's that time of year again for our listeners to donate to WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. If you want to keep us freeform and commercial free, please go to donate.wmfo.org today. Any amount will help. That's donate.wmfo.org. A donation a day will keep the rats away. Thanks.
86% of teens said that social media hurts their confidence.
70% of girls with low self-esteem won't be assertive in stating their opinion.
We're posting inspiring content on social media to raise girls' self-esteem.
For more information,
visit mediagirls.org.
All right, you heard the dated PSA. I don't know when that's from, but anyway, there is a fundraiser going on, as you've heard over and over again. If you're so inclined, feel free to go to donate.wmfo.org. Anyway, in that last set, we heard most recently from Happy Just to See You with their song Healthy Habits off their self-titled album. Happy Just to See You will be playing tonight at Faces Brewing, beautiful place over there in Malden, with Early Riser. Before that, we heard The Figs with A Little Sip from their 2019 epic, Shady Grove. The Figs are playing two sets tomorrow, an afternoon set and evening set at the Burren. Sadly, you have to reserve a seat, which stinks if you're like me and you want to jump around and rock out to The Figs. So maybe you got to disturb the squares when you go there. Knock some stuff over. Before that, we heard from Senseless Optimism with a brand new one called Leave You Behind. I love Senseless Optimism. She does great stuff every time. She is playing tomorrow afternoon at the Jungle down in Union Square with 4 p.m. show with Dutch Tulips and Britpop Social Club. We opened that set with Carla Morrison with Pale Blue Eyes, a song that sticks in my head this time every year from the 2017 soundtrack to How to Be a Latin Lover. That is going to do it here for me on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. I will see you next Friday.